Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. Coming up on at the end of December of our final broadcast, got some more to go, a few more workshops to go. Still going to be around, at least God willing and the creek don't rise. Glad to have you with us today. Today is going to be kind of a mellow day. I want to talk about some stuff, but I mainly want you to listen today. I don't want you to write a lot of stuff down. You can always go back and re-listen to this show. I'll tell you how to do that. Welcome. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host, for a long time, 20-some years, doing this for 30 years, trying to help people the best I can, the best I know how, who are alone or who have nursing home needs, who are desperate to figure out what to do and how to do it. And I want to talk a little bit today about an article that I read the other day. Remember a couple things. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about, and they're hard to find. I have a California insurance license, doesn't have anything to do with anything. I haven't sold any insurance in years, but I have a license. I'm a notary, I do notarizing. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. Not securities licensed, don't want to be. The show today is going to be about a couple of things, but I want to focus on an article I read. I have someone out there that's mad at me right now, and that's okay. I've had people mad at me before. There's lots of people who are alone. And I want to talk about, and the person that's mad at me right now is somebody who really paid almost no attention to their parents when they were alive. One of them is now deceased and the other one's in a nursing home. But they're mad at me. And that's okay. I'll deal with it. But what I want to do it in the context of an article that I read, dated September 7th. It's pretty new. It's from the UK, I believe, actually. We're not really as good with mental health issues as they are in the UK. They're much better. But this, what was this from? I'm trying to figure out where this was from. Where did I find this? Who did this? I don't know. It says natural health. Maybe I don't know who this is. The only thing I can find on here is naturalhealthreports.net. But this is not about that. The title of this article is Lonely Lives, Alarming Number of Seniors Go Entire Week Without Talking to Anyone. Now, this was in a London organization, London paper. But I want to read you some of it. And it's kind of what I've been fighting for years. And that is people, families don't want to get involved in this stuff. It's hard work. But they're all there for the money at the end. And they're all there for the praise at the end. And they're all there to tell you how much they cared about everybody. But I want to read you something. For most of us, the older we get, the more we slow down. And I just want you to listen. For most of us, the older we get, the more we slow down physically. But for some, growing old also means slowing down socially. So much to the point that some home-bodied seniors go days with little or no human interaction. A new survey of British elders sheds light on this sad but true effect of aging, noting that hundreds of thousands of people, and this is in England, often go a week without speaking to a single person. I wish I was making it up, but I'm not. 225,000 people researchers found will go a week without talking to anyone face-to-face. Not a friendly hello or how are you. It's something most of us take for granted, I'm reading from the article. It's just part of everyday life, but these latest figures show that hundreds of thousands of older people in the UK will spend today and the rest of this week alone with no one to share even a few simple words with. The survey also revealed that 38% of seniors admit to feeling lonely at times as they've aged, with 12%, or about 1 in 8, agreeing that loneliness has kept them from leaving their home. And then there's a lot of other stuff, and it doesn't matter. This was actually put out by Cadbury, I think, the study. The point is what? If you're dealing with an aging loved one, you have to be involved. You can't sit up in the hills. You can't raise whatever. You can't just live your own life and expect that mom or dad are going to be fine at home alone because they're in good health. And mentally, maybe they're in good health. And we just assume that they're going to be okay, and they're not going to be okay. One of the things that I have tried to do over the years, in addition to doing the best that I can, and in addition to doing documents that I think are relevant to long-term care, not just relevant to dying, but relevant to dying and long-term care issues, is try to encourage people, especially those that don't have children. I cannot tell you how important social contact is in the life of a senior. People talk to me all the time about staying home, and quite often they're shocked when I say staying home is rarely the best choice for someone who's aging alone. Being at home alone while you age is not a good thing. People fight going to assisted living, and they fight going to that kind of stuff, independent living. I don't ever want to leave my home. Mom doesn't want to leave her home. And mom is sitting at home dying. Or dad. In most cases, it's a woman, because most people who require care are women, and most family caregivers are women. It's the truth. It's the way it is. But I'm just struck by the number of people who are very rarely, if ever, involved in that person's life. And then when it all goes wrong, they want to blame somebody. They blame other family members. They blame whoever. You know, I know people in nursing homes that nobody comes to visit. Nobody comes to visit. They don't come from out of town. They don't come off the mountain. They don't come from wherever. They don't really have any idea what's going on. And if it's a spouse, husband and wife, and well, let's say one of them, they don't know what that spouse at home is going through. I can't begin to tell you how much pressure it puts on the spouse who's at home alone. So first of all, mom is in a nursing home, or mom's in assisted living, and dad's at home, and everybody's focused on mom, and you can't imagine how hard it is on dad. And everybody has withdrawn. Friends have withdrawn because, you know, it's kind of icky over there, and it's kind of strange, and, you know, maybe the bathroom doesn't get cleaned as often as it should, and you know, sometimes there's smells, and, you know, Mildred doesn't make sense sometimes, and Fred doesn't make sense sometimes. And so friends begin to withdraw, and family begins to withdraw. And all of a sudden, in England, an enormous number of people, they figure 225,000 seniors in England go a week without talking to another human being face to face. So I guess my, you know, I just did a workshop yesterday. I've got another workshop coming up. When's my next workshop? On the 28th. And when people come to my workshop, when they come to see me, one of the things I try to do is get family involved. I have a lot of people just show up at my office, folks, and they're already clients or I'm already doing something, and they just show up at my office and I'm going, well, I just wanted to come and talk to somebody and I knew you'd be here. And I've had people come, I can't tell you how many people I've had come to my office unannounced. Just because they want to talk or they want to make sure everything's okay, or, you know, we got their spouse on Medi-Cal and something happened in the nursing home and they want to talk to somebody and the family doesn't understand what they're going through, and so we'll just sit there and talk. I've had people, in fact, clients in my life that don't have to have an appointment. They can just, they know they can just wander in the door anytime because they don't have anybody to talk to. And even if they have family, the family's busy and they don't want to bother them. I wish I could tell you how important human contact is as we age. All the rest of it is really important. Documents are important. They're probably more important than anything. And I can tell you right now that the vast majority of you listening do not have adequate documents. I can just tell you that from experience. I know you think you do, but you don't. You have documents to deal with dying. You don't have documents to deal with living. Well, I've got a power of attorney. Well, yeah, but when somebody dies, you know, the power of attorney ends. Now what do you do? Well, I got power of attorney. I know, but there's a trust, and the power of attorney doesn't have anything to do with the trust. So what does the trust say? Well, it says when mom and dad die, it all goes to me. Yeah, but mom and dad aren't dead. Now what do you do? Nobody wants to talk about that. Everybody wants to talk about estate planning. I'm so tired of talking about estate planning. I don't want to talk about estate planning. What happens after you're dead is what happens after you're dead. But you could spend 5 years dying. That's what I want to talk about. And part of that is the loneliness that people suffer and that families suffer as a result of it. It's always interesting to me what people get mad over. And sometimes people get mad at me because dad goes to a nursing home and that's where he really belongs. And the family says, but what do we do with mom? We don't understand what to do with mom. We dealt with dad, but what do we do with mom? And I'm going, well, you're a family. Find out what mom's needs are, dad's needs are, the person at home. How often do you call them? How often do you go see them? Well, you know, we live in San Jose and they live here. And, you know, we're really busy and we can't get here. And we know dad's in the nursing home, but, you know, and we call mom twice a week. But there's nothing like a hug. There's nothing like eye contact and physical contact for that spouse who's trying to deal with all of this stuff. And right now I'm talking to some of you. And you've thought about coming in and you've debated it and you've talked to your kids and, oh, the kids, you know, I don't want to bother the kids. And the kids, well, we don't want to bother mom and dad. And your mom and dad aren't talking to anybody. But let me tell you how involved everybody gets after they're dead and there's money involved. They don't want to be involved when they're before mom and dad. But boy, everybody lines up at the trough after mom and dad are gone. So what things have you done to make sure that you're taking care of mom and dad while they're still here? I cannot tell you how important face-to-face contact is to people who are isolated and alone and living in a facility. Living at home. That's why I encourage people all the time. Have you ever thought about assisted living for your mom? And they'll go, well, no, we don't want to put mom in a home. In a home? So you're telling me she's better at home alone? All day long sitting in the chair with her thoughts and no human warmth, no faces, nobody to talk to, nobody to sing songs with. That's better? Somebody please tell me why that's better. I'm in facilities all the time. I'm in nursing homes all the time. I'm in assisted livings all the time. And the really good ones, like Aegis of Carmichael, A-E-G-I-S, Aegis of Carmichael. Go talk to with the people over there. Or go talk to other people at other places. One of the things that it happens every single time somebody goes into assisted living. Every single time. That person gets better physically and mentally. Because all of a sudden, instead of sitting home alone all day long with a caregiver who doesn't care, by the way, even though they say they do, they can't, they're not family. All of a sudden, they're put in a situation where they're face-to-face with people every day. They can't avoid it. They see them at dinner. They see them at lunch. They see them at the mailbox. They see them in the card room. They see them putting puzzles together, playing chess or playing cribbage or having church services or Bible study or whatever's happening. Every day, they're seeing people. If you go to a really good assisted living, a place like Aegis, and by the way, they're not paying me anything for this. I just think they're one of the best places around. Just like College Oak is far and away the best nursing home in town. I like the best places. There are other nursing homes around. There are some that are good. There are some that are not good. In my radio show a couple weeks ago, I told you about a nursing home that actually sent Dad home in a van without telling the family. I'm not going to tell you where it is. It's in Northern California, but it doesn't matter. So, what are you doing for your mom or your dad or your family loved one as you try to figure all this out about loneliness? And I know everybody wants to stay at home. But in the workshop yesterday and the workshop I have coming up on the 28th, I talk a lot about home is not always, first of all, home care is the most expensive, number one. It's far and away the most expensive. But home care is, being home alone is not a good idea. Well, I'm not home, my wife's there. I know, but your wife has dementia. And you sit in a chair all day long. And your wife can't deal, or vice versa. It could be the other way around. I'm not telling you you shouldn't stay at home if you can. I'm telling you that home is not always the best place. And this article just hit a nerve with me on lonely lives, alarming number of seniors go entire week without talking to anyone. I've seen it over and over and over and over and over again for over 30 years. And then I've seen families fall apart over it after the family dies because, well, you took care of mom and you never came to see mom and so I think I should get more. Well, I know, but I couldn't come and see mom because I just would live. I recently had one family fall completely apart over after somebody died. I see it all the time. I see it all the time when people get mad at me, when all of a sudden someone who hasn't been involved in someone's life is mad because, how come you talked to my sister Jenny and you didn't talk to me? Well, because you didn't come to them, you weren't here. You lived in Ohio or you lived out in the boondocks or you were never, it's not my responsibility. Well, yeah, but, my sister, I don't, blah, 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 blah. There's always the biggest harassers are those people who weren't involved, who after death all of a sudden want to be involved out of guilt or a savior complex or a whatever. A guilt. I don't know what it is. But it's amazing to me how many people are angry afterwards, but they were not involved much beforehand. But when the money gets involved, wow. So if you're in a family and you're trying to deal with a mom or a dad, and I hear things like, well, I don't like going to dad's house because he's a hoarder. Well, why don't you go there and make a difference and have him not be a hoarder? Well, he doesn't, you know, he won't listen to me. Well, gee, get involved in his life. Well, you know, he whores, you know. Can you, you know, I would never have allowed my mother or my father to live as hoarders. Never, ever in a million years. No, I don't want to interfere with their life, but I never would have allowed that. And I see it all the time. And the children allow it to happen. Loneliness in adults, in older adults, is a really big issue. Documents are important. They're more important than anything, and I talk about documents a lot, and I'll talk about them at the next workshop. I talked about them yesterday at the workshop. I'll talk about them on this radio show more before my last show in December. Going to go out with a bang right after Christmas. But I want to spend the time that I have left on the radio talking about the importance of human contact and families being involved. You have to get involved. Sons, you have to get involved. Daughters, you have to get involved. Grandchildren, you have to get involved. 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 Or otherwise, don't show up just for the money afterwards. Again, the people who are usually the most angry with me are the people who were the least involved when it was happening. When dad was struggling or mom was struggling or both of them were struggling. I had somebody say to me recently, did you ever see my parents' house? I said, no. Oh, it's terrible. And I'm thinking to myself, why would you allow your parent to live in a house that looked like that? Why would you do that? Why would you think that's okay? Why would you think that's better than being in a good place, in a good assisted living, or someplace like that with some social interaction and being in a clean room with good med management and a bath every day or two? People will say to me all the time, well, man, oh, my dad hasn't taken a bath in 3 weeks. Why would you allow that? When do you get involved in your mom and dad's life or your spouse's life or your friend's life? When? 225,000 people in England going a week without seeing anybody. If that's your family, there's still time to rectify it. There's still time to take charge of it. There's still time to quit blaming others for your lack of being involved when it was going on. I see it rip families apart because one child, well, you know, it's my sister's job or it's my brother's job or no, it's not. It's a family job. Make a difference in your family. Go to my website. Follow me on Facebook. I'm doing Facebook Live now almost every day, but at least four times a week. You can go to my Facebook account and you can follow it live. Go to Facebook/Assets and Aging and you can go watch my Facebook page. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Become a subscribing member. There's 25 videos available. You get a free copy of my book. You get access to all kinds of blogs and information. Again, follow me on Facebook because I'm posting stuff on a regular basis. Get to my workshops. They're free. Get into my office for an appointment. It's free. But make a difference in your mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or stepmom or whoever it is. Make a difference in their life. Get involved. Don't allow them to sit there and vegetate and deteriorate. You must get involved in their life. I can help. I can help facilitate it. I can help make sure the documents are done correctly. If you haven't had a review in a long time, get in to see me. The appointment's free. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. Or just call me. Right here in Sacramento, it's still an 800 number, 800-999-8007. But get together, and together let's have a family conference. Let's get documents reviewed and brought up to date. Let's do all the stuff that needs to be done if you're going to be prepared for that loved one when they begin to fail. Don't allow your family to be a subject of an article like this. 800-999-8007. Thank you for joining me today and every week right here for the rest of the year on Assets and Aging. Our last show will be the end of December. Thank you so much for being patient and being a part of my family for so long. And thank you for joining me here. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday. And I hope you enjoy your family. 800-999-8007. Get to a workshop. Get to me. But make a difference in your family. Talk to you later. Have a great day.